Welcome back. You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. I'm Liza, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen, and we've been speaking with our guest, Suzanne White, who's been talking about her business Caregiver Warrior and her book that will be releasing soon. Can you tell listeners where they can find the book and when it comes out?
Yes, absolutely. It's Self-Care for Caregivers. It's going to come out September 6th. You can pre-order it from my website now. And I'm very excited about it. And you guys will find this a little bit interesting. They found me. They came to me to write this book, Adams Media. And they found me through Instagram.
Oh, wow.
They were reading my Instagram posts for Caregiver Warrior. And they felt that this is something that they would like to put in a book form. And it's been great. They've been wonderful. September 6th.
Who are they?
It's Adams Media, and they're a division of Simon & Schuster.
Oh, awesome.
Congratulations. Well, that's such a good sign of what a good writer you are.
Yeah. No one has asked me to write a book.
Exactly. None of my posts or comments or quick wit gets me approached
Well, it's a really good format for me because it's short. You know,
sure.
It's like not a tweet. So, you know,
right.
But it's not like a blog,
right.
You know, which is 300 words. It's sort of like, yeah.
Well,
so
it is
perfect for me. I really love it.
As a former songwriter, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's like a chorus.
So in this next segment, we like to ask what we call more powerful questions. They're just questions that kind of push you to go inward and reflect on some of your personal experiences and thoughts. So I'm going to start out with my first one, which is I feel that gratitude is such a big part of self-care. What are you grateful for about this experience?
Well, I have a lot of gratitude about this experience. I always say it was the hardest and best thing I ever did. I healed my relationship with my mom. And when I tell you that we did not get along, I'm telling you we did not get along. I mean, we are both really similar. We're both very strong personalities, very big. I take after her so much. And we always had to have the last word. And, you know, it was bad. It was really bad. And as she and the last person in the universe she wanted taking care of her was me. She didn't want anybody taking care of her. She ruled the roost, you know what I mean? So not only did it heal my relationship, but it made me a better me because she wasn't going to change. I had to. So I finally got it. But I had to make some changes in the way I was acting and the way I was living my life.
Well, that's interesting. And it leads maybe into my question, which is about resentment, right? So a lot of times the caregiver has resentment for the person they're taking care of. And it sounds like you even came in with some resentment from the past. Excuse me. So how did you handle that resentment?
It wasn't pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't easy. And I had a lot of resentment. I had a lot of anger. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of work for me to look in the mirror, and really question why I was triggered, why I couldn't forgive, why I was so angry, why I was so scared. I mean, and it wasn't overnight. I mean, I had to really work at it on a daily basis. But when I was able to see her, it was a specific time. I came around the corner and we had a big calendar, as I'm sure you guys know, a big calendar with the notes in it so everybody can read it and they know where everything is and the appointments. And here was my self-assured, controlling mother looking, you know, pointing to a date, and she just couldn't connect what it was. She couldn't understand what was written there.
Oh.
And the look on her face and the panic in her, it just, you know, it smacked me, you know, it just hit me so hard. And I said, you know, if this was a stranger, you would be so kind to this person. It's not a stranger, it's your mother. And that opened the door for empathy and compassion for her. And like I said, it wasn't overnight, but it just shifted things for me. And I was able to start to see her as a person and someone I loved. I love her. I loved her dearly. But it was time to let go of all the old crapola.
Yeah.
Like, what was that doing for me? You know, I mean, she didn't care. She was getting dementia. You know, I mean, it was So I had a, you know, I was, I really looked deeply inside of myself and made some changes in my tone of voice. I made changes in what I said to her, how I said it to her, when I said it to her. Did I need to say it to her? I started some new behavior.
Wow. I'm curious, was that all just personal self-discovery? And you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. Or did you have support or help along the way, you know, going through those emotions?
Right. And I will always answer and questions. I love questions like these. I'm sober 35 years.
Congratulations.
So I was way sober by that time. Thank you very much. And I'm very much into 12-step programs. And I have been doing work with therapy, and I had an amazing therapist at the time I was caring for my parents. I did everything I possibly could to pile on the self-work. And I have a degree in psychology. I have a BA in psychology. So I'm a big self-help, self-work, spiritual kind of person, and will take the help any way I could get it. And I needed it. You know, you need support, even if it's just somebody you trust to listen to you. It can be that simple. Somebody who will tell you what they really think. Somebody you trust, obviously. But, you know, you can always say, like, how am I doing? Do you see me doing anything?
But what's also resonating with me is that you truly, at that moment, embodied the messages from the 12-step programs, right? So having done some recovery work as an adult child of an alcoholic, I very much try to fall back on the serenity prayer, right? The courage to change the things I can. Help me out here.
God damn it, serenity.
Right, to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The wisdom, exactly. That, I just got truth bumps. Mm-hmm. I call the goosebumps the truth bumps, right? That is where I've really, in my caregiver journey, had to spend a lot of time, is in that wisdom piece. And as I was listening to you describe, I saw the visual of your mom, you know, pointing to the calendar, and then you going from this angry, kind of resentful, compassionate place. And it's that wisdom of what you have control over and what you don't, right? And then knowing that you can't control her, you couldn't change her, but what you could change was the way you were receiving her and the way you were interacting with her. So Suzanne, I mean, that is a big like pat on the back for you, that you really, I mean, it's hard to embody that prayer. It's hard to embody the 12 steps and actually put them into action. And so I really say kudos to you.
Yeah. And that kind of goes nicely into my next question is, you know, what are you currently taking the most pride in, either in terms of your caregiving journey or your business or even personal?
That's a wonderful, wonderful question. I'm really proud right now that I'm showing up. I'm on a completely different journey in my life now. There's a lot of big changes. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on for me. And I think showing up, I've made a decision to really show up no matter what. In other words, I think that there have been times in my life where self-centered fear has kept me from being my best self, and kind of had me hide maybe, or, you know, even with the best intentions. And I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm really proud of the fact that I'm just sort of showing up, you know, because, you know, this work that we do sometimes, because I really believe that anyone that is doing this work, this empowering caregivers in any way, shape, or form, is really so intentional. And I think that, but sometimes you just feel like you're doing it in a black hole, you know, like that you're not helping anyone, or, you know, because caregivers are silent. You know, it's a silent epidemic. They don't really tell you what they're thinking. And so there's times when I feel like, oh, God, why am I doing this? Because, you know, and then I'd show up anyway. And then I'll get like a tweet from someone who will say, you know, I just you don't know me. I just want to tell you, you know, my mom just died. And I just want you to know that if it weren't for you and your weapons of the day and your tweets, I would have never gotten through it.
Wow.
You know? And I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? And so I think it's the self-talk. I think it's how we treat ourselves. I think when I try to be as kind, you know, because I beat myself up all the time. I mean, I'm just as bad now as I was as a caregiver. I mean, you know, I was the most self-critical caregiver in the universe. And I think caregivers do that. So I think as I show up and try to be kind and compassionate to myself first, which is a daily struggle.
Exactly.
Then I think I can maybe help another person. And I think that's kind of what I'm most proud of.
Yeah. And
trying to do that.
It's amazing how much we can get in our own way, you know, and be our own worst enemy, and how doors just open when we do show up and be true to ourselves. So I admire everything you're doing in that aspect. And I'm sure that a lot of the stories that you write about in the blog have that underlining theme as well. And I'm just curious, what are some of your favorite blog posts that you've wrote?
You know, there's one that I did that, you know, about my mom, about how I had to forgive my, I'm not quite sure the title was anymore, but how I had to forgive my old mom, you know, to take care of my new one, you know.
That's beautiful.
That was hard. You know, that was a hard one because I, you know, there's still part of me that is, you know, doesn't want to not out her. I don't mean it like that, but I mean, but you know, that, you know, maybe I feel bad that I tell the story about how we didn't get along and how mean she could be. But I think it helps people. And I think, I'm just getting goosebumps because I know she's really, happy that I'm doing that, that I'm sharing that. I can feel that from them. It's when I write authentically like that, when I'm able to sort of be really honest about myself, even though it's, you know, it's scary to put yourself out there, that way. But, you know, I always get the most, feedback from caregivers when I'm really honest about, like, how I either screwed up or how much I hated myself when I was doing something or how guilty I felt or, you know what I mean? Or how angry I was. I mean, they're the blogs that I feel the best about.
Yeah. Well, I think you do such an excellent job of being authentic. And I think that's why that resonates with people, because sometimes we don't want to tell people, you know, there's so much shame in our culture. So we pretend, and especially like you said, in the caregiver culture, we're silent and we don't even necessarily even understand we have this role. So when all of a sudden you're feeling all this negative stuff and you don't have any way to vent it, and you read a blog or you see it, it sounds like you send out tweets. Or the message, yes. What was it you said somebody gave you feedback on?
I do a weapon of the day every day.
Ooh, a weapon of the day. Tell us about that for just a moment. What's that?
Yeah, it's a weapon of the day. It's actually whatever I'm struggling with during that day and how I feel we can get out of it. So I can't remember this morning, but, you know, weapon of the day will be empathy, or the weapon of the day will be self-kindness, or the weapon of the day will be... And the ones I love are like, be as kind to yourself as you are to those you care for. Today was just show up.
Just show up. And you've done that. You've done a fantastic job showing up on this show. And we've got just a little bit more we want to cover with you when we get back from this short break. Thanks, Suzanne.